and Hyman.
We don't give a toss about Britney, Whitney, or Shitney.
Let's go inside.
Yes, well, welcome to Hans Island number 17. That's 17, Sudden, 17, or however you want to say it. It's just been an absolute crap week, to say the least. Work pressures and all sorts of things happening and cropping up in front of me, like big cropping up things being particularly desperate to crop up in front of me and people called Robert in general. So, in true Hans Island style, I'm just going to steam ahead with this podcast, really not having half the story. Or material, for that matter. But hey, that's real life, and that's just the kind of thing that this whole thing is about. Hans Island podcast, that is. Having said all this, it's not only me that's been busy, or been busy with the wrong things, essentially. Environmental Man is going to have to stay with his ultra-violent AK 9.5 weeks or Gatling gun thing that he uses, because no one can quite frankly be asked coming up with a better weapon. I am officially taking that as the general consensus being that his weapon of choice is spot on, and that environmental nitwits should indeed get shot in the head by an automatic bullet weapon kind of thing. You see, the pen is mightier than the sword, and if you're going to kill someone with a pen, probably also a lot more painful. But here's the thing, coming up with a sound effect for someone getting stabbed in the head with a pen is a tall order. Now, I'm not knocking podcasting here, or even insinuating that podcasting has its limits. I'm not endorsing video casting at all. Anyway, so yes, while everyone else has been busy brutally but silently agreeing that the Hans Island sound effects are indeed spot on, Ratbag Radio has been busy mentioning Hans Island podcasts down under. Down under, of course, being a term coined by someone in the Northern Hemisphere, no doubt. And I'm sure that if I had even done 2 minutes of amateurish surfing via WW Big Brother or Google, as it's called, some facts would have emerged on that one. Anyways, Down Under is where Ratbag Radio is, and Down Under will remain an unidentified descriptor.
Big shout out and thanks to Bayerische Motorwerke for making it possible for me to grow papaya right here in the Kingdom of Fife, Scotland.
Yes, woohoo! Recap there from 2005, anno 2005 that is, but very topical. After having now had time to relax a wee bit, have a glass of wine, warm up my microphone, my very cheap Walmart kind of microphone, by the way, but, you know, it's environmentally friendly, even though it is made of plastic, but it's not one of those big... Off on a tangent there. I am starting to home in on the two things that are really bugging me and on my mind this week. And by the end of this podcast, podcast 17 that is, I will have linked them both back to Hans Island. The actual Hans Island. Not this podcast or geeky, uninspired, messy type thing. No, the actual island, physically. So my two things just now are, one, Danish flags being burnt in the Middle East and my daily online Danish newspaper being hacked and unavailable for the third day running. And my second thing that really bugs me is scientists saying that the Greenland ice sheet is going to melt and it's now too late to do anything about it. Sea levels will rise as much as 7 meters.
Hans Island. The podcast where only knowing half the facts is no excuse for not voicing your opinion.
Yeah.
Well, indeed. This is me getting into the groove again. So yeah, well, on an environmental mission again, this podcast, but as usual, I'm going to blame you and me rather than some fictional stereotype. You know, that's just too easy to conjure up. I mean, no doubt with today's scientific announcements that the world is doomed and it's now too late to do anything about the Greenland ice shelf, blah de blah de blah, George Bush's speech therapists will no doubt be teaching him to say things like, well, I told you so, and ain't you glad I didn't back the Kyoto thing, it's basically not worth it anyway, God bless America, etc., blah-de-blah-blah. So anyways, 7 meters. That is a freaking long way. 7 meters is high up, man. As far as height's concerned, anyway, 7 meters is about, what, third floor? Fourth floor? Well, it depends on where you live, obviously, and how tall the each story is. Never mind. It's about the height of the lobby of the Chase Manhattan building, no doubt. It's about the same height as a hydrogen fuel cell bus on its side, or lengthways on its... Well, you know what I mean. 1 meter for every day of the week. Scary stuff. So what do we do now? Is it too late? I always sit in the car with the engine running. In the winter, it's to keep cozy whilst eating donuts and looking at the hills. And in the summer, I always leave the car running for at least 20 minutes in the morning while I eat my breakfast to give the air conditioning time to...
Environmental man saves the world from yet another cretin.
Well, indeed. Environmental man there. Being an environmental man, doing his thing, basically. I would do the same if... if no, I wouldn't do the same. I would go up to that person and say, look, do you realise that when my son is your age, he's going to be not knee-deep, but 7 metres deep in seawater, and you're just sitting there so you can listen to your frickin' radio in your car. Anyway, enough of a rant on that one. I was going to link the huge global environmental disaster that is looming, that has been foreseen, with Hans Island. And of course, that's not very difficult to do, is it? Because it's in Greenland. So the Greenland ice sheet, and that's just next to Hans Island. So Hans Island, which is probably only, 3 meters... It will disappear, basically. Hans Island will disappear. So that's how that's affected. It'll just be a question of when. You know, maybe if you... Well, actually, all that will be sticking out is that Canadian flagpole, because I think that was like 12 meters. So if it's already 3 meters... you know. So anyway, 7 meters above sea level, you'll be there, you know, windsurfing by or what else, swimming by, whatever it is, when we've heated up the planet sufficiently in order to do that. And all of a sudden, there'll be a Canadian flag sticking out the water. Fantastic. So that's how that's affected. The other bit, which is a bit more of a roundabout way, which is about getting or having the Danish flag burned in the Middle East because of some cartoon drawings that appeared in a newspaper. And these cartoon drawings actually appeared like ages ago. And it was part of a contest, and it was nothing malicious or anything, but obviously it's been taken the wrong way. And rather than say, okay, this is a sensitive subject, let's kind of not go there, they've just stuck by their guns and saying, look, this is the free world, and we can do whatever we like, and there was no malicious intent. Now, if you take it the wrong way, that's your problem, which was probably not the right thing to do with such a sensitive issue, with such a crowd that feels so strongly, and quite rightly they feel strongly, because there's a lot to feel strongly about, especially when you're being intimidated and it's a volatile situation to begin with, kind of idea. So I'll be getting back to that, but what's this?
Personally, I don't care or have time for people who christen their child Anakin. I mean, who would do that?
Anyway, that was a bit of a disruption there. Where did that come from? That was quite funny. That was just something that popped into my head, just like that. Anyway, yes, where was I? Oh, yeah, I think I completely lost everybody there, just briefly, on the whole Middle East thing. Yes, very, very volatile thing. And how am I going to link that back to Hans Island? Well, there are certain things. Obviously, I can link that story back to Hans Island because of the Danish flag kind of idea, but that would be too obvious, wouldn't it? So there was the other way round of doing it, that the it was called there was somebody, there was an outcry from someone in the Middle East talking to CNN or whatever, likening the EU with the old Nazi party, and in particular Denmark with that kind of thing, which is obviously a strong view and you know, fair enough kind of thing, not the kind of thing I would have chosen because it kind of dumbs down the debate kind of idea, you know, generalizes it and but you know, if you package it properly, you know, you can feed it to the likes of CNN. So that's kind of where that went. But on the Hans Island Liberation Front website, there is a likening between the Canadian flag and the swastika because of the, I don't know, there is. I didn't do it and stuff like that, but I just came across it. And I thought, well, maybe that could link it because there's a website called Hans Island. Well, you get the picture, right? I'll put the link up onto the website at www.freewebs.com/Hans Island. And yes, and you can make your own mind. So there, I've done it. I know that was a kind of a cheap way of making a podcast, making those two general statements and then linking them back to Hans Island. But hey, there you go. It's my podcast. What are you going to do about it? Write in to me at hansisland@lycos.co.uk. In the meantime, here is a quick fire session that I did with Mike, with my new mic. How cool is that? Excellent. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Quick fire.
So, Mike, this is your quick fire round. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Question 1. David Essex or Tom Cruise?
David Essex.
Service Pack 2 or Windows Vista?
Service Pack 2.
Origami or spitballing?
Origami.
Really? Okay, here we go. Steve Irwin or Environmental Man?
Oh, Steve Irwin.
He is more violent, but he he doesn't have many tools. Anyway, when traveling, handheld PlayStation or Linguaphone Spanish for beginners?
Oh, definitely a handheld PlayStation, I'm afraid.
Not swatting then. Roller skates or roller blades?
Roller skates.
Really? Excellent. Good. Yeah. That was my choice again. Question 7. Halle Berry or Halle Burton?
Oh, definitely Halle Berry.
Right. On all sorts of levels, I presume.
Oh, yeah.
And in the same vein, right wing or chicken wing?
I'll have to do chicken wing.
Excellent. And question number 9. Da Vinci Code or Celestine Prophecy?
Da Vinci Code.
And the final one is outdoor hot tub or supersized carbon footprint?
Oh, an outdoor hot tub.
Really?
I sampled one not long ago, yes, and it's very good.
Yes, it's a trick question because obviously they're the same thing. Thank you, that has been your quick fire round.
Thank you.
Bye bye. So that kind of takes us to the end of podcast number 17. Fancy that, 17 podcasts. I didn't even think that I was going to reach 17 podcasts when I did the first one back in August or whenever it was last year. So that's really good. I've got a bit of problem. I've got a bit of ache in my Our Media account. That's the crowd that hosts this podcast for free. And also provide the RSS feed, which is, well, literally the same thing. They seem to be, like, down all the time. So if you go to Podcast Alley or Podcast Network or whichever one you choose and you look up Hans Island, sometimes it only says, like, well, there's 14 podcasts, some of them say 15, some of them say 16. It depends on you know, they cycle this thing that each web server looks at the RSS feed and says, is there a new podcast? And it does it once in a while. And when it does it and there's no reply, it kind of just removes it. So I'm trying to find a new hosting service that hopefully will be free. That other than Our Media, they've done really well, and I think it's a good thing that they're kind of doing, but it doesn't work for me, and I'm still on a quest to do things completely for free, apart from my microphone, of course, which I've splashed out on £4, and I feel really cheap and nasty for that because I really, like, broke the rules and sold out and did all those kind of things, you know, the I used to be a hippie and now I'm a stock trader kind of idea. So I'll be getting back to everybody with the new RSS feed if I ever get one. Or in the meantime, I'm going to try and store the Hans Island podcast in multiple places. So check back on www.freewebs.com/Hans Island and use that rather than rely on RSS feeds that might just not work, basically. So, tschüss, ciao, bon voyage, if you're going anywhere. And if you're not, just, well, bon. See you later.
Dette program er lavet med gratis software fra internettet som følger Audacity for soundmixing, Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Tusind tak til Calpomat, fundet via flashkit.com for baggrundslyd. Ja, de maler dig nok, kammerat. Dette podcast indeholder mine meninger alene og repræsenterer ingen organisationer, bevægelser eller ideologi. Hold fast på internettet som et frit medium.
This was made with free software found on the internet as follows: Audacity for sound mixing and Hot Recorder for Skype recording. Thanks and shout out to Calpomat, found via flashkit.com, for the excellent sound loops in the background. This recording contains my views and my opinions and does not represent any organizations, movements or ideologies. Let's keep the internet free.